This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. ADS-B is coming, and while it's true that the more you know in the cockpit, the better off you are, it's hard for some pilots to rationalize making commitments in cash and panel space to an evolving technology that isn't yet required. And those pilots might be missing out when it comes to the advanced traffic and especially weather information that ADS-B-enabled aircraft can provide. We're speaking today with Harry Sanders. Harry is principal at Sky Vision Extreme, and his company offers a solution to that specific problem that may be a lot more palatable to some pilots. Harry, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
So hit me with the basics. Your company offers a number of products. What's the general theme, and what's the need that you're seeking to fill?
Since 2009, we've been delivering ADS-B in and out products, and our principal function is a software that shows ADS-B in.
Now, your latest product is a portable ADS-B, and it's one that supports ADS-B in and out. Tell me more about that.
Sure. The new portable provides us, the user, the ability to have a full ADS-B solution, not just the ADS-B in. And as many people have, and it's been said in several magazines, that with ADS-B in only, you get the weather, but you only get traffic if somebody else is transmitting or you're participating in the system. With our portable, you are participating in the system, so you get all the traffic and all the weather. You get both ADS-B traffic, and you also get a rebroadcast of Mode A, Mode C, Mode S traffic.
And all this can be shown on what sort of equipment? What do you need to have in the cockpit?
What we provide in the portable is our own device, which we call an appliance, and from that device, the appliance, you go out to by Wi-Fi to an iPad, an Android, or a Windows tablet, or a smartphone. So virtually any of those devices that you would already have in your cockpit would be perfectly acceptable to display the ADS-B traffic and weather.
So talk me through it. As a portable, what specific components do you have? How are they collected and assembled? I think you've got a briefcase for it, don't you?
Yes, we have a small metal briefcase. And the UAT, Universal Access Transceiver, is included and enclosed in that briefcase, as well as our small appliance. And it provides Wi-Fi out to the various devices that can display and control the UAT and the functions in our program. In addition, it has three wires associated with it. One is the cigarette lighter plug. And then we have a wire that goes to a GPS antenna and another wire that goes to the UAT antenna. The GPS antenna sits on the glare shield or somewhere that's got a view of the sky, and the UAT antenna sits on the front windscreen. And we've done a lot of extensive testing with it, and while it's not as good as a permanently installed antenna, it's very, very robust.
Now, aside from the new portable, you've got other solutions, too, and they take away some of the wires. What are the options there?
Yes, we have for some time been offering the system with fixed-mount antennas on the aircraft, a UAT antenna underneath the aircraft and a GPS antenna on top. And with an AMT, you can wire those and run the power wire to the UAT and our appliance. And then from that, all you have to take to the airplane is whatever display you're going to use. So it's wired into the avionics bus and makes it real simple.
Now, when you speak about the appliance, you also mentioned that it could be transmitted via Wi-Fi to an iPad or Android product. As a modular product, you have options to set up multiple displays. And that's something that not only could potentially increase safety, but in light GA aircraft, potentially engages passengers too. Can you tell me a little bit about the optional configurations?
Sure. The system, through the appliance, is transmits out via Wi-Fi, and it has complete control of our software and the display of the traffic and the weather. And that will run on, as I mentioned before, on the iPad or on the Android or Windows platform. Any of them can run it. And we do this quite often, some of our passengers have smartphones, And by downloading a free app, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone, they can also see the traffic and weather in the cockpit.
Specific to the portable, how easy is this to install? How much is somebody carrying to the airplane, and about how much time does it take for them to set it up?
You carry a small metal briefcase to the airplane, and as you get to the airplane, you just position the briefcase wherever makes sense in that airplane, and run the cigarette lighter plug and the two antennas and wires, and it typically takes 5 minutes or less to set up the whole arrangement. As a matter of fact, we developed this principally for people that rent and for flight schools, and since then we've had a number of customers that also have multiple airplanes and they want to buy one for every airplane. It is very, very simple to set up, and there's nothing technical about it at all.
Now, what about pricing and availability?
The pricing for the complete unit, which includes the UAT, is $3,295 shipped. And the availability is backlog is about 3 weeks currently.
And what all's included? Do they get a GPS and a display with that?
They get everything, including the appliance and the UAT and the antennas, the wires, the briefcase, Wi-Fi, and so forth. And it also can be hooked up to the intercom for audio alerts as well. And they use whatever, for example, whatever iPad, iPhone, or other display devices they have.
Looking forward, how do these products adapt to the evolution of technologies going forward? Can they? I mean, is it a very simple thing? Is it a software upgrade? And I guess somewhat separately, specific advantages do you feel your products bring to the table that some of the competition doesn't?
Okay. As far as upgrading the system, it is a software upgrade, which we do remotely. We sign on to the devices remotely and do that, and it's not a very difficult thing to do for anybody. And we constantly keep this software updated. We are constantly adding new features and expanding the capabilities of the system. We are compatible with the final rule, and as a matter of fact, with this portable system, when they need to meet the final rule by 2020, you can just pull the UAT out of the portable, have it installed to meet the compliance, and you're ready to go. Everything else will work. And as far as advantages, a couple of things there. One is that we show the traffic in a synthetic vision view, in a 3D view. So when you look out the windscreen and see the traffic, that's where it's at on the screen. It's very, very easy to see and to spot the traffic. We give audio alerts that will tell you, like ATC, that there's traffic 3 miles 500 feet high at 2 o'clock, and the weather is as good as the FAA puts it out. Anytime the FAA comes out with any kind of a new message, or like, for example, in the future, being able to file your flight plan and get your clearance through the ADS-B, we will be compatible with that. It's just a software change for us.
We've been speaking with Harry Sanders, principal at Sky Vision Extreme. If you're looking for them online, that's all one word, and drop the first E from the word extreme. Sky Vision's version starts with an X. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.